Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein.
And you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m.
Anyway, we kick things off today, of course, with the fallout from Gareth Southgate's England losing to Hungary in the Nations League. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport, and here's the fallout.
Had the last touch on a terrible night for England. The reaction speaks a thousand words, and there will be a thousand words and more spoken about this. It's England's heaviest home defeat since 1928.
Absolutely dreadful from England tonight to a Pat Molyneux. They've come out to watch this team after three poor games in the Nations League, and they're about to sit through this utter garbage from England. The players look like total and utter strangers. Look like they never met, didn't want to pass the ball forward, had no cohesion in their play whatsoever. And so the fans, quite rightly, at 3-0, then 4-0, started singing, sacked in the morning. You don't know what you're doing.
You can hear the songs from the England fans. You don't know what you're doing. And that aimed at Gareth Southgate.
You must have heard, you don't know what you're doing, you're getting sacked in the morning. Mm-hmm. How difficult is that to hear?
Yeah, well, look, it's not a pleasant experience. It's one that all of my predecessors have been through. But I've had some incredible nights with England, and this is the reality of football. You're going to have nights that are particularly painful and that stretch you as a human being right to the limits, and tonight was one of those.
Soundtracked by a chorus of you don't know what you're doing.
Well, it's amazing how quickly things can unravel in terms of support and feeling. It's emotion for everybody. I totally understand it, and it's my responsibility in the end for the results.
You'll have heard the chance of you're getting sacked in the morning, you don't know what you're doing. We sat down yesterday and you were staunch in your defence of the England manager Gareth Southgate. You know, we've talked about this narrative of negativity that surrounds him at times. Tonight is not going to help that. Why do you think he's the best person to be leading England to the World Cup in Qatar?
Yeah, I think it's a really disappointing question to be answering, if I'm honest. If we just look at where we've come from the 2016 Euros to where we are now, we've taken massive strides, and Gareth's been a massive part of that. So it's disappointing. I understand it's football, and I understand the fans are going to want answers. But look, he's been England's most successful manager in a long, long time. So look, we're fully behind him. Like I said, we've got a process that we'll stick to, and we know we're not going to panic. We're just going to get ready for the next camp. Have a nice break now and look forward to another season.
Just with Tottenham.
All take a breather.
We've got
games. It's four bad games in 10 days.
We've got two games left before we play Iran in the World Cup.
Jamie, it's four.
We've just got beat 4-0. It's embarrassing.
Jamie.
You cannot expect that to be, oh, calm down, lads. It's not great.
It's four.
It wasn't great tonight, but we'll move on. Let's go again. It's England. You've got to be 4-0 at home. And he's lost the dressing room. He's lost the players. And the fans have turned on him.
Calm down, dear.
I was totally embarrassed. And I think it's the end of his reign now. Because he's never won anything. And he just reminds me of a vicar. How can he motivate players?
And if you thought the first three games in the Nations League were bad,
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
This block of four games, our performances have been woefully short of where we need to be, and collectively everyone needs to associate with the England team, just have a good look at themselves. For me, changing of manager, for me it's a no. A lot of people will probably disagree with me.
He's going to get a yellow card, and that means that he's off, and it just goes from bad to worse, if that were possible. A second yellow card for John Stones.
Two players that were poor tonight, and I think it were John Stones and Kyle Walker. I don't know what was up with them. I've never seen them play that badly for Man City, but they were poor, and they needed to come off. But instead of pulling them off...
Would you have pulled them off, Ian? Would you have pulled both off at the same time?
Would Mourinho? Yes. Would a decent manager see that a player's struggling, see they're not on it, and pull them off? Yes. That's what decent managers do. That's what elite level managers do.
There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be going and hating more on Southgate. And right now, he's there for a fair game. He's there for a kicking, right? And the England squad, there for a kicking. I just think there needs to be a little bit of just reflection on what's happened over the last 5 or 6 years that Southgate's been involved. And I think we need to just take a step back. These are unusual circumstances. It's been shocking. I can't defend. But there has to be some good that comes out of this.
Now, England cricketers pulled off a sensational 5-wicket win on the final day of the second test with New Zealand, securing a 2-0 series victory. Johnny Bairstow led the incredible fight back with his country's second fastest test century of all time at Trent Bridge.
I've been watching England and reporting on England for years for TalkSport, and over the last couple of years, it's made for bleak viewing. You know, a conservative side, you know, led timidly at times, a nervous team. They have been rejuvenated. It's as though they were playing in black and white, and now they're playing in colour.
Go, go! Go, Danny, go! Go! Go, Danny, go! Go! Go, Danny, go! Go!
I'm hugely proud of the way that I went about it. Hugely proud of the fact that on day five, we've, as a group, come together and we've won a test match for England. There's been some tough times over the last couple of years. We've all been there. We all know the circumstances that they've been under. And to entertain a crowd at day five at Trent Bridge, a full house, to play the cricket that we've played is a huge testament to those guys that are in the dressing room, the bravery that they've showed to go out and play that kind of cricket, that brand of cricket.
No, that was just one of the best things I've ever seen, to do it on fourth innings, chasing a big total, you know, game in the balance with me, mine and his partnerships, to go out and play the way that he did, you know, once he got past 50, just was absolutely mind-blowing. It was phenomenal to watch.
Now, Brighton midfielder Ibe Basuma is closing in on a move to Tottenham Hotspurs, according to TalkSport sources. Spurs, that's the nickname of Tottenham, are understood to have agreed a deal worth £25 million for the Mali international. Here's the former Spurs gaffer Harry Redknapp reacting to the news. I would imagine leaning out of a car window.
Quick transfer story here. Brighton midfielder Basuma is closing in the move to Spurs, according to TalkSport sources.
Oh, good player. Yeah.
Spurs are understood to have agreed a deal worth, what do you reckon, how much, Harry? What do you reckon?
70 mil.
25
oh,
mil.
Oh, cheap.
25?
25
He must
million.
Be on his last year's
He's a good player. Strong, yeah, I like him.
I said Arsenal long
time. Tell you what, Spurs next year are going to be strong. They'll bring a few in.
For Spurs to put off this deal is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, the business that they're doing, and it does tell you all of a sudden that with Conte in charge of Tottenham, Daniel Levy's thinking towards transfers is now moving in the right direction. Basuma and Perisic. I think they've been linked to quite a few players, but getting these ones over the line quickly is brilliant. So that what a signing that is for Spurs.
Now, former Man City league-winning captain Vincent Kompany, not company, Kompany, has been appointed the new manager of Burnley. Not Burnley. Ex-Palace owner, Simon Jordan, compared Kompany's rise as a boss to that of Eagles gaffer Patrick Vieira.
I've had other offers, and when I laid down the offers on the table,
Some of them were perhaps more appealing in terms of name and in terms of what they would represent to the wider public. But I saw a path that was different from other places.
He will be in the sort of Patrick Vieira camp of having gone and got experience. Patrick Vieira went away, managed NYC, came and managed Nice. Neither one of them set the world alight, but he's got a certain type of outlook. And having played for a certain group of managers, he will have had gained and garnered a lot of experience. This guy's done the same thing.
So a big name for them as they attempt to get out of the Championship and back into the Premier League at the first attempt is Vincent the Man. We will soon find out.
On now to boxing. Here's some massive breaking news regarding Tyson Fury, who, of course, was
never going to fight again. I'm retired, you dosser. I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to fight again.
I think you are.
Show me the money! Show me the money!
100% like the Jerry Maguire movie said, Frank, show me the money! Show me the money, Frank!
Medieval uppercut from Tyson Fury that just dumped Dillian White straight onto his back.
If anybody can show me the money, I put a moniker on Frank Warren years ago and I called him Magic Man. Because if he can bring someone back from the absolute dead like he did with me, he must have magic. So he's nicknamed the Magic Man. So the Magic Man is going to show us the money and we're going to make something big, big, big happen.
Now, Daniel Dubois won the WBA regular heavyweight title, whatever that means, in Miami on Saturday, making him the mandatory challenger to fight the winner of Anthony Joshua's rematch with Alexander Usyk. Dubois joined White and Jourdain in the studio and gave his preference. His English, I don't know why I've done it like that.
Dubois detonates the dynamite onto the chin of Trevor Bryan. He's not going to beat the count.
Line them up. Really, it's just like, you know, line them up. I'm waiting for this moment and, you know, I prefer it to be Joshua, but, you know, whoever it is, this is the big league and, you know, I want to get a few more fights under my belt, with that belt, defend it a few times and, you know, really just make my mark and leave a legacy as a champion.
And Dubois was joined in the studio by his promoter, Frank Warren, who fielded questions on the hot topic of sport heading to the Middle East.
Every sport's there. Everybody's gone there. Tennis players have gone there. They've had racing there, any Formula One racing. Everybody is going there, and they're going there because they're paying well. And that's the bottom line of it all. They're professional sportsmen. People keep saying morally, what is the problem? Boris Johnson was there. What, a couple of months ago, trying to do an oil deal for the UK off because of the war going on between Ukraine and Russia. So the Gulf are there. They're all there for the money. That's why they're there. They're there for the money. Is it morally right or wrong? I mean, whose morals are we going by? Our own government are out there negotiating, trying to do something. For example, if Daniel was going to fight, for example, Tyson, and there was $100 million on the table, and then Saudi came in and said, or anyone else came in and said, here's 150. You know, it's pretty much a no-brainer. These guys' careers, unlike most sportsmen, are over quite quickly. They have a small window. Boxers, you know, you're punching, you're getting hit. They have a small window and then they retire.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now here's Harry Redknapp, recalling the time he met former Croatian manager Slaven Bilic at an airport. Or did he? Well, I'm guessing he did, otherwise there wouldn't be a story. Or maybe there isn't a story. And maybe it's just him saying, I didn't meet Slaven Bilic at an airport. I didn't either. I'll tell you a funny story. So I was going to an airport and I didn't meet Slaven Bilic. I wonder if Harry's is better than mine.
Morning, Harry. He tells a story about meeting Slaven Bilic at an airport. Or so you thought it was.
No, no, I don't. I mean, I had an early flight, lads. I get to Heathrow and I'm walking through the airport there about 7:30 in the morning. Suddenly, I see a guy coming. It was winter. He's got a big bobble hat on. But he was, you know, Slaven had that walk, didn't he, where he had dodgy hips, you know. And I see him coming and it was Slaven. Slaven! Yeah. I cuddle him, right? Big hug. He's hugging me. I went, how are you, Slav? Yeah, I'm good. What are you up to? I'm going to have a I'll have a coffee with you. Come on, let's have a coffee. Sit down. Where are you now? What do you mean? I said, what team? What team are you with now? No. Where are you living? In Moscow. I said, why are you in Moscow? You're from Croatia. What made you go back to go and live in Moscow? You're not managing a team in Moscow? No. What do you mean, team? I thought, hang on. I'm looking at him.
Brilliant.
I said, you're Slaven? No, I'm Igor.
Igor.
He was from Russia.
Hello, he's nice.
He said, buddy, you can call me Slaven if you like.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast. From I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside DB sneaker freak Darren Ben. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.